our time here at COP29 is nearly done. Although, of course, the conference itself is going to, well, limp on for a while. And as you see at the Brazil Pavilion, they're already saying, see you at COP30. In that sense, the process will continue. But in another sense, this conference is already over. And in many ways, I have to say, it was over before it started. There's a couple of reasons for that. The first one is that the whole point of the COP process was to create a dramatic downturn in human greenhouse gas emissions. But they've been at it for 29 COPs and endless in-between meetings, and it's just not happening. And as a matter of fact, they rather admitted that a year or two ago when they started emphasizing not stopping emissions and the supposed terrible weather that results, but in getting the rich world to give a whole lot of money to the poor world to protect them from the alleged consequences of this bad weather. And that was meant to happen here, but it didn't. The host government's own special financial process was just the worst damp squib you could ever imagine. And more generally, the will is just not there to do it. And even if they could do it, poor countries usually don't have the capacity to spend that kind of money constructively. It's sort of why they're poor countries. There's also the problem that there's enormous public pushback, the election of Donald Trump being the most obvious and flagrant manifestation of it, but by no means the only one. And another thing that's been very much on my mind, and I've been watching less the informal than the formal stuff here, is the extent to which the people doing these negotiations really just aren't up to the job. I mean, at one point there was this breathless press conference, which we weren't allowed into, but we were eventually able to get the video.
Colleagues, COP29 is a defining moment for multilateral climate action. We have already made progress during the year, but there is much to be delivered during COP29, and we have complex issues to address. We have worked intensively over the last days and hours to ensure that we can adopt the agenda on the first day. We have many significant priorities that the world is counting on us to deliver, and we could not afford delay. We are delighted to say that we passed this first stage and we got to work. Colleagues, yesterday we already secured critical progress on one of our key priorities, Article 6. Last month, we hosted a meeting of the supervisory body for Article 6.4 in Baku. At that meeting, standards were proposed for how international carbon crediting projects will work. We built support with this for these standards at pre-COP and worked intensively to lay the foundations for early endorsement. Yesterday, parties reached consensus on the standards for Article 6.4 and the dynamic mechanism to update them. This is a critical step towards concluding Article 6 negotiations.
So this isn't saving the planet. This is creating some kind of framework to do with carbon emissions, and this is going to go on and on and on. I would call it bureaucratic momentum, but in another sense, it's bureaucratic inertia. The organization is created, and after a while, it's just self-perpetuating, but fundamentally motionless. And again, some of the stuff that people are talking about here, even the stuff that's actually to some extent creative and practical, is obviously going to take years. We were at one panel that was so dull. I can't believe this. It's the only thing that we got souvenirs from. They gave us lanyards here, and it's every time I'm having trouble sleeping, I'll just remind myself of that session. We can't give you the full flavor with an excerpt. I assure you, it was remarkable. But they were talking about putting together networks to collaborate on the collection of information that might enable them at some point to generate structures that would be able to aspire to things. That's not going to save the planet in 5 years. That's not going to save the planet in 10 years, even if the crisis is real. And so just as the thing has acquired this enormous institutional momentum, the simple fact of the matter is it can't solve the problems such as they're supposed to be, or it would have done so years ago. And that, I think, is hovering over the whole conference, even though nobody wants to say it out loud, not least because the gravy train is pretty comfortable. So, having been here, it's been really instructive. I've learned a lot about it, but a lot of what I've learned has either confirmed my negative suspicions or else given me new ones. And I really think, although the process itself will lumber on, that it is, in a very real way, already dead. So there's a kind of discouraging wrap-up, or almost wrap-up. I will be here for another day. But you know what? COP29, it has been fascinating. It's been a wonderful trip. Thanks very much to everybody who helped make it possible. But the more I see behind the scenes, the less I believe that this is going anywhere other than, as I say, to Brazil. For the Climate Discussion Nexus, I'm John Robson in Baku, Azerbaijan for COP29.